The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So I bit the bullet and I picked up an iPhone 11, as Big Fatty would say. And I like it. I'm not so excited about the monthly payments on it, but there you are. What are you going to do? It's not like everybody has $700 laying around to just plunk down on a new phone.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I bit the bullet and picked up Big Fatty. I'm not so excited.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3132. I say chew. The BFO for Monday the 10th of February 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're still catching up on voice letters and more so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty! Procrastinators, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Big Fatty, just out of curiosity, I've just got one question about being procrastinators. Big Fatty, have you sent Dr. Stone and the Denims their replacement crema cards yet?
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
No! No!
Trademark Vera Charles.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Now, y'all, I'm going to be heading back to the villa tomorrow, and so I am going to play that episode of The Natterers from New Year's Eve on tomorrow's little show. So, y'all, I'm not going to be able to wish this person a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal properly tomorrow, so I just decided to do it today. Well, Big Fatty, you're not doing it properly now. I think you need to just stop this and start over. You know what? You're exactly right. Tomorrow, the 11th of February, y'all, you know who it is. Y'all, he's a long-time listener. Big Fatty, he unsubscribed years ago. Well, but he was an integral part and always welcome back at the little show anytime. And we heard from him here just recently in a voice letter where he said he might be moving to Atlanta. Big Fatty, y'all, he'll, regardless of where he is, he'll always be our Pineapple Princess. Y'all, it's none other than that one and only Kyle in the Hawaiian. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Kyle in the Hawaiian. It's true. And quite the looker, too, I might add. Do you listen to the Last Ovation little show? Melissa the Confused just recently did one on Annette Fettuccine, and she played the Pineapple Princess because Annette Fettuccine sang this, And she says, oh, I thought of you and Kyle and the Hawaiian when we played it. So anyway, y'all, I've never met Kyle in person. But y'all, I'm hoping that one day I will be able to do that. And and y'all, I don't know if he's on the Twitty. Well, I think he's on the FaceSpace, but you all know Big Fatty is not on the FaceSpace. So y'all, if you see Kyle and Hawaiian on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a pineapple upside down key.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's me, Ed Gong, calling from Mexico, Singapore. Just calling to wish you a happy Lunar New Year. So, apparently, it's the Year of the Rat, which I doubt it's any way related to the weather rat, but who knows? Anyway, happy Year of the Rat. Bye. Oh, and hi, Miss Pool McDoodle. Bye, Miss Pool McDoodle. Bye.
Oh, dear. I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Ed Gong from the Singapore, Mexico. And Ed, thank you so much for the call. Always loving to hear from you. And a happy Year of the Rat to you, too. Big Freddy, has he got that coronavirus? He says throat sounded kind of scratchy. I don't think so. I don't think he drinks Corona. But I may be wrong. Ed, I don't know if it's a Year of the Weather Rat or what, but you know that vermin groundhog predicted an early spring, so we'll see if it knows any better than the weather rat. Yes, Big Freddy?
Hi, it's me. Hi. I had a question.
It's February so question month. It's February so question month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yes, that was excellent music. Thank you. So, my question is, you had played a song. Someone had, it was a while ago around Christmas time, someone had gone to the theater, not in Charleston, not the ballet, the regular theater. And you had played a song. Something about being home for Christmas, I think, and it's too much work to go back and listen to all that again. And then they were celebrating Christmas in Schenectady, which caught my ear just because that's one town over from me. Like, oh, that's strange. And then a couple weeks later, I was watching, I think it was Mom, maybe. They mentioned Schenectady on that. And then that same night, I was watching a documentary, William Shatner and Topher Grace, William and Grace, or something like that. And they had mentioned Schenectady as well. What's the deal? Do I not know? Like, is this supposed to be like a good place or something? Because it's kind of a shithole to me. But I've lived so close to it that maybe I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's a good reputation to it. All right, just wondering. Love you.
Yeah, I see y'all that a Big Fatty. That's a number two fan of the BFO for 2020. It is. Y'all, that is my Northeast straight daddy, Dan, the number two fan of the BFO. And First of all, let me just before I get ahead of myself, y'all. First of all, thank you so much to Digga for that totally original, never heard before, and quite frankly, probably shouldn't be heard again. A bumper. How appropriate that it would be so lackluster and uninspiring for Social Question Month, and as was this question, Dan, and you know, you're clearly not paying attention, because you know, why would you? Because it's so question month, you know, it's you know, things just happen and who cares? But Ed Gong just answered your question. That Schenectady is Connectity. Because it's the year of the raptity. Bee! Freddy, you're silly!
Hopefully it's not too windy. That my call quality is terrible. I figured I'd call, see how you were doing, see what's new. It's been so long since I've called. But I was wondering if anyone out there in your listener base has any parenting tips. Something like, you know, it's Fatty's parenting recommendation time. I don't know. Something like that. The melody just comes to me. I don't know. But I was wondering, how do people get their children to sleep? This kid is 19 months today and still does not sleep through the night. And now it's just gotten that, like, almost every hour he's up, and it's the two of us are exhausted. So we've gotten just to the point where we've put an air mattress in his room, and if it's after 2 o'clock, if he wakes up after 2 o'clock, then we just call it quits, and one of us will go in there and sleep. We'll just take him out of his crib and put him in the air mattress and just sleep right there with him, and he sleeps fine at that point. So I know he wants to be held and everything, and that's how we put him to sleep, you know, rock him in his chair and just hold him. And so I'm sure, you know, waking up is very jarring. I'm not there. He's in a different place. I get it. And we bought the Ferber book, and that seems very, it may just result in that. I mean, it seems not drastic, but seems like a lot. So, you know, we're just wondering, is there any other tips besides bourbon? Love you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is my northeast straight daddy again. Big Fatty twice. Well, you Big Fatty, you know, now he's a celebrity. He'll be calling all the time. You know, he's got to knock Bill in St. Louis off of his throne so he can assume the position. Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar. Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even if it's back to back. Anyway, I, having had no children myself, I do have a couple of tips for you, though. First of all, I don't know what this book that you're talking about is all about. It probably tells you to leave the child and they'll cry themselves to sleep and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. And I don't know. You know, it's very much like a Big Fatty having trouble sleeping. What I do is I will get up and have a little drink of water and sometimes a little cheese cookery, turn on the Stephen Colbert show and let him watch the monologue. It works wonders for me. How dare you think that I would suggest a bourbon to help little Logan sleep? Of Big Fatty, what? How dare you, sir? You know good and well that Jen does a much better, and Tanqueray does a much better job of helping you go to sleep. But probably the best advice that I can give you is to keep that damn Whitman Tinker away from him. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty. This is David at Blue Jeans Guy. asking you a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, is he not paying attention? We've already done that.
So here's my question. On a recent episode, you said that you went to the Waffle House and you got the hash browns. So, in the way that you would order them when talking to your server, please tell me, how do you like your Waffle House hash browns? My answer is scattered, smothered, covered, chunked, diced, and capped. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Big Fatty! Y'all, that, of course, is David, that Blue Chains guy. And, David, first of all, thank you for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And absolutely, absolutely a so-so question. because and y'all, every time you say one of those things like he said, to enhance, Big Fatty, enhance your potato. It's true. Enhanced potatoes. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it costs you more, it costs you more duckies. But y'all, I just get them. I usually get a double order. Big Fatty, it's 'cause you're tubby. And, but I just get them. I just want them, real crisp, so I guess that's scattered, so that they crisp up instead of, you know, in that ring where they're just kind of, if you scatter them, they'll crisp up a lot better. But David, by the way, as you know, Big Fatty, let's just go ahead and ask the question again, shall we? Big Fatty, have you sent Dr. Stone and the Denims their replacement crema cards yet?
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
No! No!
Trademark Vera Charles.
Did you expect me to do that in the middle of the little show? Well, Big Fatty, I figured since he called in, we might as well do it again, you know. Anyway, no, I haven't. And and anyway, I'm in Hatlanta. Of course, I haven't sent out any crema cards. Y'all, I am. I don't have enough time now to start another voice letter, but y'all, I think I'm pretty much caught up on voice letters. I know I've gotten a few a few additional so-so questions on voice letters, but I'm would be asking Fanny. At least we're in February now. It's true, and what will we take? Big Fatty, I don't know where the hell you're going with this, so you just take whatever you want. Y'all, I tell you, this trip to Hatlanta has been, this is probably my last, it's my last chance to stay in the Hat Cave. And we're emptying it out. We've ordered a dumpster and everything. Yes, Big Fatty, they're preparing for your colon. No, not that kind of dumpster. anyway, y'all, if all goes well, it'll all be emptied out, and I'll be heading back to the Villa Tamari. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Laughing Buddha, and Laughing Buddha, when you heard about Big Fatty getting a dumpster, what was the first thing that came to your mind?
I bit the bullet and picked up Big Fatty. I'm not so excited.
Oh, no, you should not be excited. Big Fatty's a fat ass. Big!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.